But when we're walking under law, we're not loving, we're not kind, we're not gentle, we're demanding. And that's the battle that Jonah faced. And so, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Amittai means faithful or truth. So he's the son of truth. He's the son of faithfulness. And the word said, go to the great city of Nineveh. And in the NIV, it says preach against it. But it's interesting, in the Hebrew, it says call it to a state of rest. Now, here's a law guy, and God says, I want you to go to this city, Nineveh, and I want you to call them to a state of rest, to a state of faith. I want you, lawperson, lawman, Marshal Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh City and call them to a state of faith. Okay? Because its wickedness has come up before me. Oh, I tell you, I could preach here. Their wickedness. They were in sin. There's no telling the things that were going on in that city. There were probably people. There were probably people watching those TV programs. You know what wickedness was? They were worshiping the product of their own hands. They were an idol worshiper. They were in do. See, here's God's sense of humor. He's taking Jonah, who's an idol worshiper, but thinks he's so godly. Because, see, he has the right list. His, you know, our list is always the right list. Our list that we keep for spirituality, it's the right list. It's the other people's list that are wrong. He has the right list. The Mosaic Law. And these people he's going to, they're evil people. They're worshiping the product of their hands too. So God sends one idol worshiper over to another group of idol worshipers to call them to faith. I see a real sense of humor there. Who doesn't? So you go over to Nineveh, and you call it to a state of faith, because its wickedness has come up before me. It's they're standing on their own strength and their own power. Just kind of like you, Jonah. But Jonah rose up to run away from the Lord, and he headed for Tarshish. Now, this is a real tragedy when you are a person who believes that your spiritual life is graded by your obedience to God. So God says, go north, you go south. He says, go west, you go east. You're in bad trouble. Bad trouble. He heads for Tarshish. And he went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port, and paying the fare. See, this is the way Jonah lives. He pays his fare in life. He does his part, God does his part. That's the bargain. And it's quote-unquote grace in Jonah's eyes. Okay? Very seldom when you talk to someone in the Christian life and they will tell you, I'm a law person. I'm a do-and-do person. I believe in doing and doing. I'm not a grace person. I don't like grace. I don't like faith. No, sir. Works all the way.